Wise Guys Morning Show.
I won't miss him.
I'll make you fall for me. I promise you.
He's playing Europe this summer. Like,
why? What's the draw?
I don't know, man.
Why do all these comedians, musicians want to go to Europe so bad? Why they got a hard-o for Europe?
I don't know. They've got a... You hear the whistle?
Yeah.
Never noticed it as much.
They're playing them to be... If you wait around, I'll tell you about a wreck. On 29 Wade Hampton.
I promise.
I promise somebody will wreck somebody. Somebody got T-boned
at guitar solo, damn it.
Greer High School right now. Look out.
Also, if you want to sell your cold jewelry, come on out to Greer High School. You remember when they reached out to us years ago?
Yes.
Can you promote our jewelry drive? We have a live rep in the lunch cafeteria that's going to buy gold.
Which I it's like Jocelyn's or something. Like, no, we're doing a we buy gold thing at high school.
School?
Yeah.
I'm like, this kid walks up with a dookie room like, what's up?
You know they're going to be rifling through their grandma's jewelry box on the way to school.
What you want for this? Did this come from Sunnyside? Sure did. Ripped it off a kid in the park. Big dookie rope.
God bless it, man.
I brought the whole thing down. It's so good, though.
This. I know. I love it, too.
I want to play the other
it's
one.
It's so sad.
Oh, I was just getting into it.
I know they don't sound the way I plan them to be. But if you wait around, I'll make you cook for me. I promise you.
Paige is actually anti-mus. Fatboy and I are both promus.
Oh, man.
I think you're both going to cry or hug or something.
Oh, man, that song means so much. It's like you want people to just say, look.
We should have killed the lights in here, got a little goon cave
you
going.
Wait around long enough.
I promise you,
you will fall for me. I promise.
You know what that means, right? Like, he's getting the roofie ready.
No, he's
like,
not
you wait around long enough,
that's
you'll drink this.
That's cold outside.
You think he's going to get down on his knees and ask her a question?
Say please like James.
If that's what you had to do, get on your knees and beg. I'm like, let me stand up and beg. Because if I go to a knee, I'm going to sleep. I ain't getting back up.
Never getting up.
My knees. Oh.
Well, now I want to ask you a personal question. Did you, when you proposed, did you?
Yeah, I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Oh,
I don't think it, look, no offense. No offense to you.
Oh, God. I'm going to go under the desk when he says that.
That's not
normally,
nice.
He doesn't throw up like a guardrail before
right.
he roasts
you. No offense to you,
like,
man.
I feel like these are bigger moments to you because I don't want to say you do the cliche, but like you remember like you put effort into, like, you know, the one time you pretended like you fell. That was good. To me, it's just, you know, like, I don't have those memories.
Yeah.
You
don't recall how you did it?
You plan it more. I think it was just like an understanding type situation.
So you want to. Okay.
Like, I'm not a, like, I don't wear a wedding ring at all. I hate jewelry. And I got one of those
Queerlo
rings.
You just, like, held your hands in the air and wiggled your fingers to show. Like, I can't express how fun that is about you, how much you talk with your hands.
Well, wait till I tell you when I got to go pee.
Well, does she wear a ring? Or did you decide against it?
She's got a ring, but, you know, she got it. I didn't get it for her.
Okay.
She got her own ring. But I probably should wear it. But look, there's a lot of stuff I should be doing. I should dress better on a daily basis. I should not be almost 400 pounds. Like, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, at this point in life that I should be doing differently.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
I do, and this isn't any. This isn't bad toward you, but like you, she got her own ring.
Yep. Because I'm not.
It's for all the radio money.
I just don't think about doing that stuff. Like going and getting it sized, and then like going to a jeweler and picking it out. Like,
what a pain.
I was never, like, you see that stuff in movies and whatnot, but
right.
I was never surrounded by it growing up or anything, you know.
Yeah.
Surrounded by a lot of toxic relationships as far as that goes.
So you didn't like go ask her parents for her their permission?
No. That would have been a weird situation too, though. I've read about somebody that did that recently, you know, but I'm like, that's like an old custom, right? That's not even like a respect thing at this point.
I feel like if you've met like her family or she's told you enough about her family, like you either know you should or it doesn't matter.
It's like you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah,
bud.
Yeah.
Like, don't ask me, because what's the dad? The dad's always going to say no.
Plus, let's think about this for a minute. Paige, play the role of Fatboy's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather be my girlfriend?
I'll be your girlfriend.
See? Well, she's both of ours.
Okay. No, it wouldn't work for this analogy. But let's say he came to me and says, hey, Mr. Pertle Laskowski, I would like to ask for your daughter's hand. And mate,
which
who
one?
Who was that? What was your dad's name?
Jerry.
See, I know Jerry. Your dad's name, that? And you got with this dick. You left me
that?
For him.
Who was that, Jerry? Oh, it was.
I'm not getting a ring.
Paige's boyfriend is going to ask her to marry. They know before she knows. Like,
yeah, man, they can't say anything to you.
Do women ever think about that and get like secretly like pissed?
If everybody knows and you.
Or if the dad, because generally speaking, this is a sexist thing. You ask the dad. You don't ever talk to the mom about anything. You should, yeah. I think.
Well, my husband talked to my mom.
But of course, because your mom, if the next day y'all go to Red Lobster or whatever, and dude pops down and proposes, first off, your mom's gonna be like, Jerry, did he ask your permission? And he's going to say, yeah. You son of a bitch. You've sat here for 24 hours and never told me my girl's going to get engaged.
I think I dropped a crab leg down here somewhere. Oh, let me look. I got a ring in my pocket.
Nightmare.
Oh, look what I found. He put it on a crab's leg. Look what I found, Paige.
Like, you know, how
Trick. A surprise for me.
How Trick did it on Untold. How he proposed. Like, it was a whole big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sure women like that kind of stuff, but. I just never like thought in that thought process.
You didn't have a live photographer there to capture the moment.
I mean, like,
hiding in a bush. You ever seen that big girl falling on the beach? the guy's proposing and she shows up like to come out on the beach and take pictures, and she busts her ass and falls into him as they're proposing.
And to her, it's like the moment's ruined. Yeah. That's all she'll think about.
Yeah, but that, to me, that's the fun. Like, so yours didn't end with, she said yes, and we hugged, and it was over.
Yeah, that's
the
romance.
Damn photographer fell on us. That's fucking wrong.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're good.
Okay. I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
I got chills. I'm
tired of the rain, though.
Deuce chills, regular chills.
Hey, guys, who's ready for fall?
Regular.
Oh, my God, it was hot as bees yesterday.
Oh, God,
guess what?
Yes.
It's going to be today, too.
And that's that. Wow. What if I don't do an impression of him singing? Is that okay?
I look, that's cool with me.
Okay, you ready for some new scare tactics or whatever?
Oh yeah. I believe
first
so.
Off, you go with what you wanted to say, because Fatboy, you said earlier we were doing our pre-show meeting.
Yep.
And we were taking notes. We went over some of them. We talked about your high school reunion. We still got to get to my movie idea, but that can be tomorrow.
It could be.
We got
I'm excited about that.
We got to fatboyscouts.com.
Yep.
And then I want to say something about flock cameras. I was like, good. Me too. So, you want to do them now?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, you start.
All right, somebody has got to explain to me what the big deal is. They get cut down a lot.
Right.
Usually, I think it was middle part of the state they were cutting them down. But
they're trying to get you charged as a domestic terrorist for that as well. No joke. Like, that's what they're saying.
I guess. I mean, I saw somebody put on Facebook, another, who's the patriot that cut this flock camera down, you know? Kudos to you. Let's get the rest of them. Oconee County just voted. I think there was one dissension vote. But to eliminate flock cameras and surveillance cameras.
Right.
I mean, I don't get... Look, you should have no expectation of privacy when you're in public. Like, you don't. I don't know why the cameras are such a big deal. You're watched everywhere. Plus, a cop could see your plate and still run the number. I mean, law enforcement are the only people that have access to these cameras.
But with the law enforcement thing, though, with the plates, and like I said when we talked about this a week or two ago, that just like medical records are, any time anybody goes and looks at your medical chart, it's logged. So, for all I know, it could be AI that even checks up on that. Like, who logged into Jeremy's medical chart today?
Yeah, we charged him $2,000 for no reason.
This person here, they don't have any connection to him, so maybe, but...
And I know two have been fired, two from Greenville County, and then I forget where the female was working, but, you know, she was checking up on her boyfriend a lot with it, too. So that's obvious abuse.
We had an intern that we had to scold pretty hard because... When like girls would call in, he would look at the phone screen and Google their phone number and somehow find their Facebook show us during the thing. And I'm like, wow,
that's not right.
Creep.
It's like, how do you know to use technology? Geniusly.
But it wasn't just that though. It was just like, it kind of like if you're sitting there, you're talking to somebody, and then it'll say you see their picture, you're like, God, man, that kind of messes up the.
A lot of times it does. It
might improve what you think of them.
Sometimes, like, I don't want to see that.
Or deter.
When I first started talking about flock cameras, I one thing, and I wish I could find this show because it was very informational. If I do say so myself, I think it was a conspiracy mystery, but it was about the flock cameras and the fact that they have a government contract. And he goes and answers the phone. No phone calls yet.
Sucker hung up anyway.
He's noisy.
So
did your boss come in the office?
They only have the technology to scan the plate. If you were to run a red light or something afoul of the law, then it would snap it. But I also said they had the infrastructure to do far more with it. Like, your heart rate in your car, how many people are in the car, if any of the people have any kind of titanium rods in their legs.
Really? Scan it that much inside the car?
Yes, because it's something it took my mind a while to kind of, the way they do those Wi-Fi cages, so they could point this thing at a place where there's Wi-Fi, and see movement within the Wi-Fi bouncing off the people walking around in there. So they're doing the same thing in the cars. Well, it just came out, and this is exactly. See, Flock and Palantir, they can say all day, we didn't do this, but the technology was there from the jump. They just don't want to put their name on it. So that's why Leonardo, which is, I don't know where these names for the AI stuff comes from, Claude, Leonardo.
Casey Jones. Shredder.
Is that going to be the next one? I'm on Super Shredder, guys, making an AI picture.
Might be.
They've developed a technology called Signal Trace, and it works perfectly with the flock cameras. And what it can do is tell them not only how many devices are in the vehicle, meaning a smartwatch, obviously a smartphone, it can connect to your Bluetooth. Yeah. It then adds that to the profile of your license plate. And at any time, and I'm not kidding you, if they say, oh, Jeremy Ellenberg, he was a suspect. Let's see where he's been lately. They can literally follow you off of your Bluetooth every damn place you have been the last night. It doesn't hold more than 90 days, but still.
So this is like the Patriot Act argument.
Yeah, they're doing it without a warrant.
If you're not doing anything, like, what's it matter?
Don't. What do they say? Don't not take advantage of a tragedy. Like, you take advantage of a tragic situation. You know, like what they did with like 9/11. You know, with the.
Plus, here's the other thing. Like, you don't want
to find out what that quote is.
You don't want to be surveilled, you know, but you don't trust other people to not be surveilled in your community. So, you can't have it both ways. Like, you definitely want them watched, especially if it's somebody you know who's bad or you look at them sideways.
Yeah, but do you want, like, a public, not a public, but it's a semi, do you want a record kept of everywhere you go? Like, even if you're not doing anything nefarious, like, do you, like, if you've given them no reason to, even if you have, let's say years ago, robbed a store. You served your time, whatever. Yeah. And then I imagine that's in the, that's on your tag thing, too. Yeah. Like when they scan your tag. Oh, yeah, there's this full record. Oh, look. Because here's another thing, too. And I already know one person is going to get mad at me saying this. But you know what? Next time you go to the gun range, look up.
Like, you mean like up?
No, I don't mean inside the gun. I'm talking about in the parking lot. And I want you to look at the way them cameras are facing. They're facing just toward the freaking license plates. Mm-hmm. So, boys and girls, back it in next time you go. I'm serious.
I mean, like...
Or park across the street. Because they're using that crap to also add to it. And I'm not a doomer gloomer. I swear to God, I look for the positivity in life now. But this right here is ridiculous.
So what if you're going 5 miles over the speed limit and...
You never do.
I'm just saying, how it's breaking, you know, the normal rights of citizens is that if, say, they're tracking you for some reason, someone has it out for you, and then you're on the camera, they've got your license information, and they have a reason to give you a ticket when they're not even there.
Okay, but what we're saying is, let's just say
so
like,
they can build a case against you.
You haven't done anything, but they see your car at a gun range. They whatever. It's like, okay, we're going to put her on this list just in case because she owns a gun or whatever. Why?
Like, you'll never convince me this is a bad thing. I don't see the other argument. But then again, I liken it to the Patriot Act. You know, if you're not doing anything, what's it matter? Is it going to prevent another large scale? Nothing to that scale, obviously, but some other kind of incident, you know?
I mean, it's got... I see the point you're making. It's like, you know, if somebody did something really, really bad, like where would, you know, let's go to the cameras and find them or whatever. But then if Joe Blow's just blah, blah, blah and just riding around, why is he being tracked? Everybody, I think we're fools to think that the phones aren't already doing that. I mean, we are, right?
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
of course we are.
Everybody's trying. Look in Austin, Texas. You know, they're rethinking their position on these cameras
because your apps.
Yeah. When I look at porn now, I use Paige's phone.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Little tub thumping for your ass.
Oh, getting all down. And I love you. Hey, yeah,
were they?
She might say a dirty word.
Were they culturally inappropriating?
I don't know what their background was now. I can't think of what they were. Here comes the bad word. Boss don't like that one.
He doesn't like people from Europe.
She said urinating the night away. Yeah, this borderline fat ass.
We have some, first off, Paige, read the text you were just sharing with the room.
Okay. Calling me Goofy Barbie or you?
Goofy Barbie?
Yeah. I was doing both. I was working both in.
Okay, hang on. The reward greatly outweighs the risk, dumb man. If you're not doing anything wrong, then it doesn't matter, Goofy. That was directed.
Are you like both?
And then another one is,
yeah,
no.
Why do you think it was about you?
Oh, here's the one about me.
I'm dumb man and goofy.
So
Gorsh. Gorsh Lay.
No, you don't get a speeding ticket, Goofy Barbie.
Bull stud, you do. In some states, they auto do them. They do them with toll, paying tolls.
Yeah. I think they said locally, I can't remember which county, one of them did 19,000 searches with them so far.
Yeah. But some of them aren't, and also to the other texture, it is, not that it is, but Palantir is trying to make people be charged as domestic terrorists because it's government property. But so is like messing with somebody's mailbox. And I mean, Fat Boy took a dump in somebody's a couple weeks ago.
Why don't we put all these cameras in Walhalla?
Should be in jail.
So we can see who the hell's dirty enough to water.
Paige, he didn't do it. Like, he climbed up on it. On his hands? No, he stood on his hands.
Uh-huh. He's got balance.
And like, twerked over to the mailbox. And then pooed into it.
Good for you.
Hang on now. You get a little graphic.
Whomever did that.
Can you say it magically?
He shoo-weed into it.
Yes. Thank you.
He ha-ha'd into it. What do you mean? Allegedly number two, that's too strong.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I didn't think it'd be so polarizing, but it is.
Let's talk about...
projectile bomb.
People want to talk about the flock cameras. And also, this is something I will have to look up, or maybe Fatboy would know. He's a tech person. This says here, any smart TV made in the last 2 years has a camera facing us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where? Spies will tell you that every new make of television set that's made in this country will have a camera in it. Microphone, too. They can turn it on, watch you, watch TV.
How boring.
So that video that woman shows online of her and her kid watching Miss Rachel, and all of a sudden this weird international dude pops up and it looks, and he's smiling at him like he can watch them. That's real.
The CIA definitely can, but hackers can too.
Holy
it's
moly!
It's like how they were talking through kids through Roblox.
God, yeah. I like watching AFV naked.
They can do all that stuff, man. They just watch
just
it.
That show.
I know.
Obviously, we know the NSA is on iPhones. You know that's commonly known.
Yeah, but where is I'm not even trying to push a conversation here. Where is it? Is it behind the screen?
I don't know if it's in a spot where you would see. It's got to be so minuscule that. You would never know unless
you see the little eye button on the TV set. I often wonder if that's what.
Well, look, your mom, Mary, God rest her soul, she was onto something when she put the sticker
over the
on her laptop camera.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now they make the shutters where you can slide it over.
Yeah, but the TV though that's kind of shocking in a sense, I guess. What about computer monitors? Same?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Any
I mean, I know that you're going to have the little eyeball there in the middle. Interesting that I said eyeball. Mm-hmm. It's like a third eye, Paige. It's right there looking at you. Hey, big brother. Hey, big brother.
So
why isn't it big sister, Paige? I don't know. Sexist one world manipulation. I made up another word just then. Manipulation.
So I forgot about this when you Google search it.
No one even noticed until I said it a second time. Manipulation.
Let's talk about that.
Monopoly and
when you like
copulation.
It's something game?
It's like gooning.
Is gooning the Monopoly?
What is this gooning thing?
Yeah, but I wear a monocle when I do it.
Because he likes Goonies.
I'm gonna send you to jail and hope you drop this soap.
Is that why? Is that what it's called, Gooning? Did it come off of Goonies and they just
it
took
did.
A... I don't know.
Did they do that in Goonies? Mother Fletcher's?
Fratelli. Let's get to some of the calls. Donald's been waiting quite a while now.
Gooners?
I bet you spelled it wrong. Is it Donald or Donald?
During the time that these crimes are being happened. But the plot came to flag them.
Hang on a second. I feel like you're listening to three different stations at once.
No, he was talking to somebody else.
Yeah, I was.
There you are.
Donald.
Hey. Is it Donald with a D on the end or a T on the end?
D-O-N-A-L-D, Donald.
Okay. I don't know what kind of question that is.
That boy put Donald. Donald. Anyway.
Like Quack Pop, Donald Duck.
Yeah. What's up, Donald? You doing all right?
We're talking about the spot cameras. You know, I don't have a problem with the flock cameras itself, but I do have a problem with the way they're utilizing it.
Right.
The AI algorithm that goes with it, you can look up online right now at how many people have been falsely arrested, jailed, and put in time from AI falsing first the wrong person. There's one person that was in a different state.
Yeah, the guy from Florida is charged in Alabama.
But are they going off facials or how would they get the wrong person?
It read the license plate wrong. He was charged for hit and run. Dude lived in Florida, and it was in Alabama.
So like a
and
glitch.
And he was at work. I mean, the whole alibi was already there.
Or was he affixing to conceal? He swap plates, and he still should have gotten in trouble.
What if somebody stole your plate, and then you went and got a replacement plate, and then they went and done a bunch of crap with your old plate?
Yeah, that could be... Oh,
but what they could prove that he was in a completely different state at the time of the accident or whatever.
I don't like it. I'm with you. I'm with you.
They're getting a new chair in here,
Donald. I don't... like the over surveillance, but I in a time of need, I would be glad to have it. You know,
yeah.
And then you comment about them being to destroy them.
Yeah.
Well, they're not government property. Flock is not owned by government. The government, it's a privately owned company.
Well, so is Lockheed Martin, but their whole infrastructure is based off government contracts. So.
Well, yeah, but that's a government contract. Doesn't mean that they're a government entity.
Well, yeah, right. You know, like the Federal Reserve, right?
Their property is destroying their property under government lease.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not Donald? Are you sure? Hey, we appreciate you listening, my friend. You have a good morning, okay?
I'll tell you what I do. I go out and film cops during the course of their duty to make sure they don't violate people's rights. That's what I do.
Are you a sovereign citizen?
No, I'm not a sovereign citizen. That's a cop. I believe laws apply to me. Officers don't. When they pull you over and then demand your passenger ID when they didn't do anything wrong, that's illegal.
Yeah.
That's violating that person's right.
Let me ask you, did something happen to you that made you
I'll tell you like this. Liberty Highway, Walmart, I was there filming a cop, and because I didn't take my hand out of my pocket, he pulled his gun on me.
I mean, do you blame him? Like, he don't know what you got in your pocket.
Did he ask you to take your hands out of your pocket?
Yeah, and I asked if I was being detained. And if you're not being detained, the police have no authority over you.
But you kind of agree. You're just being difficult, right, at that point.
I don't agree, because that's your First Amendment right. You cannot take a constitutionally protected activity and deem it suspicious or criminal.
Well, I want to thank you for supporting the Walmart still, because it's been there longer than I've been alive.
What's that?
Went in easily?
Thank you for going to Walmart.
Liberty Highway.
Ballmart.
What was Palmart? That was at the Anderson Jockey Line.
I think it was, actually.
It was. Hey, thank you, Donald.
All right,
good
Donald.
Morning, my
thank
friend.
Thank you, Donald.
Stop harassing cops, hey, Donald.
Cameras.
Hey, quit listening to NWA. Thanks, guys.
Wait till the shot spotter comes. Those are the high-sensitive microphones on the rooftops.
They already got them at select gas stations.
Let's get all this stuff.
They got signs that say it. They have to make you aware.
Well, maybe they're catching criminals or, you know.
Or finding out, like, how much you would not pay for gas. You know, like, all of it's data. It's all data, meaning, like, that's why they're doing they're watching your reaction to prices at Walmart. So if they see you walk by at $4.49,
dynamic pricing,
they're like, well, God, we need to mark it down because the next person might buy it if it's $3.99. And that's insane.
Are you doing that, Pete? When I go to the market, are you marking up pizza prices to make sure I don't get it?
No. Hell no.
You trying to save them for everybody else, Pete?
I'll price them for you.
What are we doing? There's Fat Boy, like, hey, put the pizza at $20 so somebody else can have one.
Give him a chance.
He won't buy four or five if we put it at $20 a piece. Is that what's going on, Pete?
You know, I did have a friend one time in high school that I've maybe shared this with you before. He worked at I won't say the name of the grocery store. Let's just call it the F Market.
Uh-huh.
He worked in the meat department. We was having a big old cookout one night at the guy's house. Parents were out of town. So we go in there and get some boiled shrimp. They have the good stuff,
they
too.
They do.
Deveined.
The big tiger shrimp.
We got like 10 pounds of shrimp for the price of 1 pound of shrimp.
Jesus.
And I felt awful about that for many years.
Do you ever go up under the best meat in town sign and point to your crotch? Paige is the only one, right?
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.